All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shechlech from the Intlakep territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show today, and we have a guest in the house with us. We have Celia.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Our president of Minnetonka Park Association. It's always awesome to have you here.
Always awesome to be here.
Yeah, so we have an awesome subject coming up for you guys, and it's going to be about inner peace. We know we had a really tough one last week. You know, the truth is pretty powerful and pretty painful. And so we're going to try to re-energize everybody, get people back to their inner peace. And we have a great show. We have some music coming up from Black Elephant, Asteroid, Ted Nugent, Mondo Drag, and if we have time, the High Jivers. So we also have our guests coming in. We have Wegedesk, our high diving champion of the world. And, of course, we have our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. And we have my brother, Shkwait Shechlech, coming in from Gwaishkina. And also the project or production manager of Universal Production Society, Lady Fima. So stay tuned for all that. And we welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Italy, from Sweden, from Egypt, from Africa, from India, from Japan, from China, from Russia, from Ukraine, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States and all across Canada. Thank you for joining us on our odyssey of positivity, human growth, empowerment for human rights and justice, and just making this world an awesome, special place. So we're going to get started, and we're going to go to our first song, Black Elephant, and their song called Cosmic Soul. So have a listen to that, and we'll be right back. Enjoy, everyone. man. What a trip. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, brothers and sisters from all over the world. Welcome back to Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, our program, Free Voices, here at CJSF. And we have our brother Wegedesk on the line with us. Thank you for joining us, Wegedesk.
My pleasure, bro. Thanks for having me on. Thanks to all the listeners for tuning in. I'm super excited about today's show.
Yeah, and we have a show, and it's about inner peace. But first, let's get the show started right, and would like to ask you, please and thank you, to lead us through some deep breaths.
Good idea, Chief. Okay, let's get ready for these deep breaths by focusing on our body. Let's relax our belly. Relax our jaw, relax our lips and our shoulders, anywhere that you might be feeling tension, just let it relax and let gravity pull it towards the earth. And as we breathe in through our nose, let's think about and feel everything we're grateful for. Maybe it's simply the ease with which the air comes into our body, fills up our lungs, and then as we release that tension, just let everything go. Don't think about anything, don't feel anything. Just let it all go. Let's do this in 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose. Nice, and a good hum on the exhale, and all the way in. Super nice. And one more. All the love in the world coming into our bodies with this one. Super nice. Love that.
Ooh, man. It's always so intense, man. I just love breathing.
Nice to get a nice hit of oxygen. Yeah.
Thank you so much, brother. We'd love to hear your words on our subject, inner peace.
Inner peace, yeah, what a great topic. Another good one. That first word, inner, really speaks to me because I think that's where all of our power is. Mm. I think that's where all of our experience is ultimately going on, is inside of us. And this external world is broadcast like a hologram or a TV screen, showing us what's going on inside of us. And so to have that inner peace inside of us, that tranquility, that contentment, that health and that ease and that grace inside of us, then I know that we're more likely to experience it outside of us. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think like anything, that's why we do our deep breaths, because they help bring us inner peace. And, you know, it's going to be pretty hard for us to experience happiness or success or any of those additional good feelings unless we at least touch on that peaceful foundation first. So, as you know, Chief, that's why I really advocate for the deep breathing all day, and that's why we do it on our show, is because those deep breaths cultivate peace, and amongst peace and within peace is where all those other really good things come from. Mm-hmm. So how about you? What do you think about inner peace?
Well, I've been thinking about it a lot lately, just from our experience, our ceremonial experiences of going into the universe and, you know, reaching out to the ancestors and just the energy out there, the positivity. It really reminded me of Counselor Fari, like my experience with her and as she went into the universe and, you know, she's all around still and with us and everything. And during that time, I realized that was the first time in my whole life that I did experience peace. And it was just so powerful and amazing. And it was just an incredible feeling. And I wish that upon everybody in the world. And I know it's super difficult to achieve and attain. But, you know, it's there and it's waiting for us. For myself, I wasn't even looking for it. I didn't even want it. But it happened. And this is something that I wish upon everybody on this planet. And it's something special. And eventually, you know, we're all going to get there. But it's a first and last trip.
That's it.
Yeah.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I just wanted to convey to the world, especially after, you know, such a big topic last week, you know, pretty heavy, pretty truthful, mm-hmm. but, you know, it's something that we all got to face. And if we want to change the world, we have to look at the truth and we have to envelop it and accept it and be willing to change things. And it all starts with ourselves. So I really believe that we're going to change the world, and in doing so, we're going to change ourselves, and then we're going to affect the world in a very positive way, and that's what we're all about here at Eagle Nation Universal Production Society on our program Free Voices, and also CJSF is very empowering us to do that, and they have the same belief system, so we thank all of the staff up here. We thank Magnus and Robin and Jesse and Carnivar and Jujul and all the volunteers up here that keep this program growing. So, yeah, big shout out to all of them and to all our listeners out there, too, that join us and are willing to go on this beautiful journey and odyssey. It's just so special. So, and we thank you for coming to our program and just filling us with a lot of wisdom and experience that you bring.
Yeah.
My pleasure to be on the air with you guys, and I'm sending you all the love. Keep the deep breaths going. Stay focused on your blessings, and we'll tune in again next week.
Beautiful.
Fantastic, yes.
Thank you, brother. You have a great rest of your week and weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye for now.
Yeah, bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk, the high diving champion of the world, and always special to have him on our program and show. So coming up next, we're going to carry on with our program, and we're going to get to some beautiful music from Asteroid and their song called Time. So let's have a listen, and then we'll get to our president of Minnetonka Park Association and hear her beautiful words too. So stay tuned. Enjoy, everyone. Time. And their Asteroid and their song called Time.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
keeps rolling by as usual. And man,
capture the moments.
Yeah, special time for sure. That was Asteroid, and they're a band from Sweden, and it's just always amazing. I really love them. Big shout out to Petey. Petey, get better. Quit overtraining. We know you're listening. We love you. Get better. Anyways, we're going to get to our next speaker, which is the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. And our subject, Inner Peace. We'd
inner
love to
peace.
Hear your words on that.
Well, I listening to what valuable pieces that Wegedesk was saying and you were saying, and it's like, yeah, it can be very challenging with this external world and all the different pain and suffering that is that we're witnessing, you know, and I, you know, with the topic last week that you're talking about with truth and stuff, like how do you make those two things come together, right? And it's just like, I think Wegedesk was hitting it on the head when he was saying about like having that inner, and we've talked about compass before or North Star. It's like it's that inner, connecting to that inner state, but also you and I have had some conversations off air where it's like on another level, it's like reaching inside, but also to eternity outside.
Mm-hmm.
Like that we're interconnected mm-hmm. with this really mysterious, magical mystery called life.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some people are like, oh, that sounds like kind of woo-woo, but I mean, that's the reality, mm-hmm. is that we're like these little specks of sand having our lives.
Yeah.
Right?
It is. It's very much like... Mr. Salar, we had him on a few weeks ago, and he spoke about that, and just making us realize that, you know, we're so insignificant,
right?
But at the same time, we're just like part of the universe. Even though we're so small and insignificant, we're still going to carry on into the universe forever.
Yeah. And there's a little bit of a paradox there, too, because on one hand, we're like we can feel like super insignificant because of the sort of bigness of this whole thing, you know, this whole thing. And at the same time, within our little speck of sand that we are, little things that we can do can have powerful effects in beautiful ways.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of hard to wrap. You know, to wrap these opposites around and make them all work together, right? It's like, how does that compute, right?
Well, I liked what you were saying before, and you were talking about like practice.
Yes, a practice.
And, yeah, and I was talking to some of my riders, and I was telling them like, you know, this is part of my Zen, and my Zen is like going into music,
mm-hmm.
and. Each one of us can do that. We can all get into that Zen. I call it Zen yoga. But for every person, it's different. And we can all achieve our Zen yoga. And that's inner peace.
Yeah.
And we can find it through music, art, different things that are positive to our own mental health.
Like nourishing ourselves
on
some level.
And then when you're sharing it with others, brings it even more peaceful.
Yes.
So it's just like a real trade of energy, positive energy. We'll get into negative energy and transforming it, but that'll be for another program.
But the other thing too is like related to that inner peace is like we were talking about it being a practice, is that it's also about being kind and compassionate when I'm not, well, I'll say it for myself, like if I'm not feeling peaceful, compassion and awareness like of where I'm at, like almost like a kind parent can somehow make that, whatever the trouble is, evaporate or ease a little bit or soften in a way that I can more easily come back to inner peace. So I know sometimes we can get kind of even strident about inner peace, like, oh, I'm not inner peace, like I've got to get back to inner peace. And it's like that, I don't find it easy to get there if I do that to myself. I can speak for myself that way.
Yeah. Well,
but I don't know about you.
Well, it reminds me of the words of Dr. Akfan,
mm-hmm.
and his reliance, I shouldn't say reliance, but his emphasis on empathy.
Mm-hmm.
And empathy is very powerful. And what you were just talking about, you know, you give that empathy for your child and stuff, and,
yeah.
and you know, things just get better. It's just like magic. Like, you know, how is that possible? Like, we can see the differences between empathy and no empathy. And
oh,
how,
yes.
How, and, you know, how people
we live in
just,
a rough and tumble world.
Yeah,
it's really easy to plug into.
And people just suffer yeah. when they don't get any empathy.
Yeah.
And those that do, just like, man, it's just like nothing even happened.
Yeah.
So it's just so much power in the world. And each one of us have that in us.
Mm-hmm.
We all have that energy and power to be empathetic and change the world in a positive way. And yeah, I'm just so happy and thankful that I have you here with us.
Thank you.
And just your perspective and your energy and all your thoughtfulness that you put into our subjects is always yeah. so special.
I'm always, and I'm so interested to hear about listeners out there and what their thoughts are on mm-hmm. inner peace and all of that. Maybe that's for another show.
Yeah, yeah.
We'd yeah.
Welcome them anytime.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, I guess we're going to have to carry on with our program and we'll be right back. Oh, just a minute here. We're going to play the song of the week of Shkwait Shachlach. And he chose Ted Nugent and the song is called Paralyzed. So enjoy, everybody.
Of mercy, I've got to testify. You lost your emotions. You are paralyzed.